We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network, from Learfield, this is Holding Court with Courtney Banghart. Presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, official health insurance partner of Carolina Athletics. Also brought to you in part by The Carolina Club, your social and business club in Chapel Hill, and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and friends of Carolina. Here's your host, Matt Krause.
And we welcome you to perhaps the most celebratory mood on a episode of Holding Court that we have had yet. What a week it was for Carolina women's basketball. We talk a lot about earning weekly sweeps, and the Tar Heels did it this week in impressive fashion. A 66-65 heart-stopping win over number 3 Louisville. It's the highest-ranked opponent that Carolina has beat in the Courtney Banghart tenure. And then Carolina backs it up with a 15-point road win against Florida State in Tallahassee on Sunday, the first win over Florida State since 2015. And it's the 12th time this season that Carolina holds their opponent under 50 points. With the head coach of the Tar Heels, Courtney Banghart, I'm Matt Krause. Coach, wow. What a week it was. What is it about this team that has them playing their best basketball of the season here in the month of February?
Oh, it's good to be back with you, Matt. Our goals at the beginning of the year. I told them the other night, I told them yesterday, actually, I said, listen, our goal was not to beat Louisville. Our goal was to get better every single game and to give ourselves a chance to win this league. Right. And with a young team and with inexperience, as long as you get better every day, I'm going to like where we are at the end. We're still in our season. So February is our sweet month and we're finding a way.
Thought the crowd at Carmichael against Louisville might have been the best for a Carolina home game in your entire tenure. Do you agree?
Oh, man, it was so loud. It was, I can't stress enough how much the crowd makes this journey way more fun and so memorable. And I have to say, I was telling our team at timeouts, I was giving visual cues to our calls that we didn't have because we usually can hear a little bit better. It was loud. It was energized, around the whole place. And there's a lot of people falling in love with this team. And it's fun to be a part of that.
So we like to take things day by day, game by game here, but let's look a little bit into the future. We've got obviously the two postseason scenarios with the ACC tournament and the NCAAs. The ACC tournament is the objective seeding. The NCAAs is the subjective seeding. So here's where Carolina stands for the ACC tournament. The Tar Heels, with two wins this week, a sweep over Virginia and Duke, plus an NC State win in Blacksburg against Virginia Tech on Sunday will earn a double bye. And that's so important for trying to make a run in the ACC tournament. As for the NCAAs, Coach, I certainly think that Carolina deserves consideration at this juncture for one of those all-important top four seeds in a region, which would mean the first two rounds on the home floor at Carmichael.
Oh, man, I do too. First starting with the ACC tournament, you know, obviously you want the double bye because you only have to play two games, not three. But, you know, of course, our guys like to play games, so we'll live with where we end up there. And then I have to say, for an opportunity that our team has to host, you know, with where our net is and top five and how we've played, especially late, it almost seems like, I don't know why it's not something that's being talked about more regularly. And so we're just going to do what we've done all year, take care of ourselves, take care of another week, and see where things fall at the end. But I agree, if we can get this team at home in Carmichael for those first two rounds of the NCAA tournament, there'd be nobody happier than me.
All right, let's look back on the couple of games this week. We'll start with the Florida State game here. First 28 minutes of that game, you had 33 points. The last 12 minutes, you had 31. What changed?
Oh my gosh, that stat kills me. I literally looked at my staff at one point. I was sitting next to Coach Joe and I said, babe, we've got 33 points in this whole game so far. You know, not pretty uncharacteristic. You know, I thought we were missing some chippies, some easy ones. But that and the Florida State was really converging on our penetration, and we were having a tough time sort of reading out of that. And, you know, we also, our transition reads were a little bit slow, so we weren't crossing the floor as much as I would have liked. So part of it was tactical and part of it was just sticking with it, you know, and a little bit of both got us where we needed to be.
Additionally, Deja Kelly, 26 of the 64 points, 9 for 15 from the floor. She's had games through her career where the scoring output has been impressive, but also a lot of missed shots in there, but a very efficient day for her against the Seminoles. What impressed you about her shot selection?
Yeah, Deja was great. I mean, she's, you know, all week she had a real fire in her eye. She knows how important these games are, and she's really finding her groove, and her pace is better. And as her pace is better, the game slows down, ironically, for her more. But, you know, she got to her spots well, and then when they really took that away, then she was able to distribute play for other people well. In a lot of ways, she was just exactly what we needed and helped us get that critical win against Florida State.
Six straight games winning the rebound battle now after winning the boards against Florida State. That's the longest streak in ACC play for the Tar Heels since, get this, the first eight games of the 2013-2014 season. So it's been a while since Carolina's controlled the glass this effectively for as many games in a row against a conference foe. You and I talked about this before the Florida State game, and you said it's due to your team's positioning and pursuit. What does that mean?
You know, rebounding on the defensive end, if you can keep the ball in front of you, then you're not scrambling all the time. Then you're going to be in a better position to keep your body where it needs to be to rebound. But yet also, it's not a race to who can block out; it's a race to who gets the ball. So it's rebounding is a combination of positioning and pursuit, and it has to matter. So I give our guards a lot of credit as well. You know, they're on the defensive end; they're really digging them out as our bigs are keeping their bigs away from the ball. I think for us, the rebounding is really selfless. You know, because no one on our team cares that it's them. They care that it's us that get the rebound. And so they're doing, whether it's the positioning or the pursuit part of it, they're doing which one makes sense in the moment on that. And so, you know, I a lot is being talked about in terms of our inside game. And I always go back to it. We are out rebounding our opponents and we're winning. So I don't want to hear too much about whether we have an inside game or not. I like where we are and who we are.
Okay, that Louisville game, a one-point win, Carolina's first one-point win since January of 2019. And, you know, they say that basketball can be a game of inches, and that was certainly the case, because if that ball falls in, you're looking at a one-point hard-fought loss. Instead, it rolled out, and it's a Carolina victory. So what enabled the Tar Heels to be in position defensively on that last sequence to force that tough shot from Louisville that eventually rolled out?
Yeah, we were so connected, Matt. I actually showed it in the locker room. It's the only clip I showed post at the end of the game or the next day from that game, because I think it embodied what we were about. And that was our, you know, Carly did an awesome job on Haley, both in terms of the ball screen. And then she snaked it. And so Alyssa stayed with the ball handler, which means Eva had to come tag, which means Toddy had two on the backside. They move in unison defensively, which allowed us to contest Kiana Smith's three. And because we were in scramble, we weren't able to get the rebound. And, you know, as my mom said after the game, you know, Courtney, I'm just too old for this. I'm just too old for this. I have been doing this too long and I can't take that, not much longer. And I said, Mom, we won. And that's all that matters. So it was an awesome game. It was that good things happen to good people. And our guys found a way to finally get that signature win they've been working so hard for.
Special twist on this week's Holding Court. We will have double player guests in segments 2 and 3. Fans will get the chance to hear from both of the seniors being honored on Senior Day, and Carly Littlefield and Jalen Murray. Coach, if you could just share some thoughts on what Senior Day means to you specifically with this duo.
I mean, I have to say, the fact that you even asked that, and thank God it's a radio, because you can't see that my eyes are already welling up. This is going to be a very tough night for me. I mean, Jalen Murray and Carly Littlefield are two of the more impactful human beings I've ever been around. And to think I've been the honor to be their coach has been honestly the honor of a lifetime. You know, Jalen is to a lot of people, she is Carolina basketball, both inside the program and outside the program. I mean, she's proved herself to be unbreakable. She's a guiding light with her spirit. She's got so much selflessness and strength. And, you know, gosh, I don't know Carolina basketball without her. I'm not even going to think about it, to be completely honest, until the final whistle, because I can't. You know, that kid is just as close to my heart as you can get. And I know as close to the Carmichael heart as you can get as well. And then everyone knows I coached Carly at Princeton, and the worst day of my career was when I had to tell her I was leaving, you know, so basically I left her. And that really lucky fate, but also, you know, she watched a lot of our games last year and choosing where she was going to go. And she chose this group of people because she saw the goodness that they had in them and how much better they were getting. And she believed in them. And as a result, they chose her. And watching her in 9 months capture their heart by being named captain, I mean, it's a story that's going to be hard to better. So those two kids are, I'm going to be a wreck. And so those people who don't know me very well, I don't know this, and those that know me well do. I'm not that emotional. You see that on the sideline all the time. I'm much more professorial, as they say. I use my brain sometimes a little bit more than my heart. And holy moly, Matt, it's going to be ugly. So we're actually going to do a celebration for our seniors on Saturday so that I can try to get my emotions in check before Sunday's game, because I know this team needs me on Sunday as well. So you guys, they are a gift. Come out and see them at Carmichael and honor them with being there. They deserve it.
So we will hear about Carly's journey from her perspective in our next segment, and then Jalen Murray will join us on segment 3 here on Holding Court. The presenting sponsor of Holding Court with Courtney Banghart is Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, we resolve to be a champion for women everywhere by supporting women's athletics to empower future leaders. Carly Littlefield, after this timeout from Learfield. Time to tell you about the Carolina Club. It's your social membership club in Chapel Hill and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and friends of Carolina. The club offers exceptional dining. It's got an unbeatable location for UNC sporting events, a full calendar of social, business, family, and community affairs, and access to the club network of over 200 private clubs. You don't even have to be a UNC alum. Everyone is welcome at the Carolina Club. Please visit carolina-club.com to learn more about your club at Carolina. Well, as we told you before the break, it's time to shine a spotlight on the seniors that will be honored on Sunday for Senior Day. First up with us is Carly Littlefield, the native of Waukee, Iowa, grad transfer from Princeton. Carly, thanks so much for joining.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, just one season as a Tar Heel coming in after your 3-year career at Princeton. How would you evaluate your season at Carolina?
I think just one word for it is a lot of fun. This team, I joke around being the old lady on the team that they kept me young this whole season, and I'm just very thankful that I had the opportunity to be here 1 year. I wish it was longer, but 1 year was a great year.
Now, obviously, you came from Princeton. Coach Banghart came from Princeton, so you'd already played for her. What made you want to run it back with Coach here in Chapel Hill?
There's a lot of things that made me want to run it back. For one, I watched this team a lot last year, and I just saw that there was pieces that we could be really great and pieces I wanted to play with. And then also just our prior relationship. She's definitely a connector, and she cares about you a lot, who you are as a person off the court. And I just felt like 2 years wasn't enough with her, so I thought I'd just run it back.
What's different about the ACC compared to the Ivy League?
There's a lot of differences. For one, we definitely get more swag here. I have way more shoes than I know what to do with. And then I think there's just more balance throughout the league overall. Every night's a battle. And coming from Princeton, we are always top of the league, so we had that target on our backs. And here in the ACC, it's kind of up in the air. Like, it's a battle every night. It's anybody's game every night. So that's been really fun, just challenging myself each night in the ACC.
We had Eva Hodgson on the show a couple of weeks ago and asked her about becoming a team captain in year one at Carolina, something you've done as well. How did you earn the trust and respect of your teammates right from the get-go?
I think it just goes back to how connected we were. Obviously, they knew that we were kind of the old ladies. We'd been on the scene of college basketball for a long time. And so I think it says a lot about them putting their trust in their older guys and just knowing that we had what was best in mind for the team, and we maybe had some wisdom that they hadn't quite acquired yet. And so it was a huge honor to be named captain, and especially I just love our trio of captains, so that's been fun too.
One other follow-up from Eva's visit a couple of weeks ago. We asked her how she balances basketball and grad school, and she said, quote, two words, Carly Littlefield. How beneficial is it to have another teammate who's in that same spot as you?
She actually sent me that clip from that interview, so that was pretty funny to listen to, but it couldn't be more true. I think my answer would be Eva Hodgson. It's so, so helpful, especially because we are the new kids on the block. A lot of people in business, the vast majority, come in with 5 to 8 years of work experience, and so just having each other who haven't quite had that same work experience and kind of bouncing our own experiences and just thoughts about our coursework off each other has been so helpful.
When you're playing basketball and in grad school, you've got to manage your time. It can be difficult to kind of wrestle your time, but I'm not letting you get out of here without talking about wrestling a pig. That's what it says on your bio, and I have a lot of questions. We need to talk about this. How did it happen?
So I think I was about 12 years old, but I did not wrestle the pig solo. So we went, it was actually in my AAU teammate's hometown. She comes from a small town of about, not even kidding, probably 500 people. And so each homecoming in the fall, they have a town celebration where it's a pig wrestling competition. You form teams of four people, and they let a pig loose in a mud pen with about knee-high height. And you have to chase the pig, tackle it, and then you also have to carry it into a inflatable pool in the center of the pen. And so my teammates, my three other AAU teammates and I, we tried our luck at it, and we didn't win, but it was a lot of fun. There's some good pictures of it.
Any carryover in skills between pig wrestling and basketball or nothing?
I mean, you got to get down and dirty to wrestle a pig. I was covered head to toe in mud, and so I think I can compare that to the defensive end. Sometimes you got to get down and dirty, take charges, do all the stuff that isn't quite as pretty.
There you go. Wise words from Carly Littlefield with us here on Holding Court. Carly, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you. Go Heels.
When we continue here on Holding Court, we'll talk to Carolina's other senior player, Jalen Murray, is after this from Learfield. Another reminder that the Carolina Club is your social membership club in Chapel Hill and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and friends of Carolina. The club offers exceptional dining. It's got an unbeatable location for UNC sporting events, a full calendar of social, business, family, and community affairs, and access to the club network of over 200 private clubs. You don't even have to be a UNC alum. Everyone is welcome at the Carolina Club. Please visit carolina-club.com to learn more about your club at Carolina. Back on Holding Court, as we said right before the break, we're going to continue spotlighting the seniors who will be honored on Sunday for Senior Day. And that means Jalen Murray is with us. The native of Columbia, South Carolina, has been a constant in this program for the last 5 years. And Jalen, this year, just in terms of wins and losses, the most successful one yet. How much fun are you having this season?
Honestly, I'm having so much fun. Like this team is so great. I think it has so much potential. I think this team is honestly like it has so much potential, and like they just get it. Like we all have the same goal, and so it just makes it so much easier to play with each other.
You're one of three captains joining Eva Hodgson and Carly Littlefield. What does it mean to you to be a captain?
For me, it means so much, just being that person that someone can come to, or being that extra voice, whether it's on the court or off the court, just being someone that everyone can come to and kind of leading with my actions and stuff of that nature. So just kind of being that person that everybody like wants to like look up to and things of that nature. So, yeah.
Yeah, you said leading with your actions. Yeah. How do you feel that you lead by example?
So for me, I always try to be like the light. And so, like, you know, when you go to practice, like you always want to look forward to something. So I think like bringing that extra energy and making sure there's always like positive vibes in the classroom. I'm always on my freshmen about making sure they're doing their homework and stuff like that. So I think just being like that role model that is like, okay, she's doing the right thing, so I should too.
Where does your energy come from? Whether it's in practice or on the bench, you're always bouncing up and down, just a light in the room.
I'm not sure really. I think it's all about like passion, honestly. Like I've been in this game for a long time. I've been playing since I was 3. My mom played. So it's just like, it's just a lot of passion behind it and just knowing how great this team could be if they just, you know, if we stay connected and kind of play together at all times. So, yeah.
You're spending this year in grad school enrolled in the Master of Arts in Educational Innovation, Technology, and Entrepreneurship program through the School of Education. What does that entail and what do you hope to do with it?
So it actually gives me like a variety. So I don't really have a set like career that I want to be into, but I'm really entailed with technology. I got my undergrad in information science, so I've always wanted to be on the technology side. But I think with the education portion of it, I have like variety, and I can maybe end up in like a school system or something of that nature. Because I always said I wanted to stay close to basketball if I could, with being like technology based. So I don't know, maybe I end up at a university of some sort.
Mm-hmm. You're here for a fifth season because you redshirted in 2019-2020 because of your injury that you suffered right before the season. How did that make you tougher as a person?
I think so. I tore my ACL, and that it kind of took me through a lull, but I looked at it as like taking it day by day and just knowing that you don't always have to be on the court to like to play your role. So that and it kind of made me have a coach perspective, like actually watching it, just like little things like a coach would say, like, hey, like have high hands, and we know that's a shooter, and like just seeing this, like, wow, like I'm sure that was me, like not having a high hand, and it's like I'm seeing it now, so it just makes me want to enforce it a little more, because I think coming from a player, it sounds a little smoother. I was like, hey, maybe you should do this, because like I've been through it before. And so I think just sitting a year and kind of just watching it through my eyes on a bench, it just opened up a lot for me and made me, I don't know, I thought I was a coach, but I don't know.
Still a couple days from when you'll be honored on senior day after the Tar Heels beat Duke and Carmichael. We're going to speak that into existence right now. But what do you think the emotions will be?
I don't know. And I've been thinking about that for a long time. It's just like, I wouldn't say I'm an emotional person. Like I'm not a big crier. Like I don't know. I know it would be like very overwhelming, because it's just like, wow, like it's really coming to an end. And I don't think I've ever thought about it coming to an end, because it's like, you never want to think about that. But I don't know. I think it'll just be like, it'll be a lot of joy, just because I know how much I put into this program. And how much these fans have supported me through ups and downs and of all these years, and even taking me in when I was a freshman and didn't really know anybody here other than my teammates and my coaches, and even staying with me through the change of coaches and stuff like that. And it's just they've always been there. So I think it'd be like good to say, like, y'all thank me, I thank you.
All right. 2022 Jalen Murray gets to talk to summer of 2017 Jalen Murray. What would current you tell the you arriving as a freshman at Carolina?
Honestly, I'd probably just say, like, trust the process. Like, I don't know. Like, when I was a freshman summer year, like, I had no idea I was going to have a coaching change. I had no idea I was going to tear my ACL. But I think through that, I would have just told myself, just trust the process, because, like, everything happens for a reason. And my mom always says that, like, there's a reason that things happen in a certain form. So I don't regret anything, and just kind of just live your life and just be you. I think that would be what I would tell myself, honestly.
Well, Jalen, on behalf of the great fans of this program, all of us that have gotten to watch you and be around you over these past few years, thank you so much for giving the gift of you to Carolina. And thanks for joining us here today on Holding Court.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
The presenting season sponsor of Holding Court with Courtney Banghart is Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, we resolve to be a champion for women everywhere by supporting women's athletics to empower future leaders. On the flip side of our final timeout of the show, we'll look ahead to this week's games against Virginia and Duke. It's after this from Learfield. One last reminder for this show that the Carolina Club is your social membership club in Chapel Hill and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and friends of Carolina. The club offers exceptional dining. It's got an unbeatable location for UNC sporting events
a full calendar of social, business, family, and community affairs, and access to the club network of over 200 private clubs. You don't even have to be a UNC alum. Everyone is welcome at the Carolina Club. Please visit carolina-club.com to learn more about your club at Carolina. Well, the Tar Heels need another sweep in order to stay alive for a bye in the ACC, or double bye rather, in the ACC tournament. And Carolina trying to earn season sweeps against Virginia and Duke this week. Coach, we'll start with the Cavaliers Thursday night on the road, searching for that season sweep over Virginia. You already beat them once. What are the keys to making it twice?
You know, well, first of all, Virginia, like us, is a team that's continued to get better. You know, they just got a transfer in from UConn. Muir McLean is in the starting lineup. Super athlete. You know, they've got some size that can be a challenge. So we've got to neutralize their inside game together, as we have all year. And then on the defensive end, we have to force them to be connected. I think we're, you know, our offense has to be 5-on-5 as well, because they're sort of, a little bit more 1-on-1 based. So, you know, we got to be the two-way team we've been all year, Matt, and just keep our feet on the gas.
And taking the emotions out of it, Duke on Sunday and Carmichael, season sweep over the Blue Devils. Whew, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
I sure would. Yeah, the best blue, we call it. Yeah, you know, it's also the last time for it's the last home game in Carmichael on the year, and the growth of our fan base has been really great. And I hope we can honor that with great effort and execution. You know, and Duke's playing for a lot. They're trying to just scrape into the tournament somehow. And obviously beating a top ranked team is going to help them, would help them do that. So we've got to be sharp. We have to meet that game with all the energy that it requires and all the respect that it requires, and finish out our season for our seniors in the way we want.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for taking the time today. We look forward to watching Carolina earn another sweep this week and hopefully earn that double bye in the ACC tournament.
All right, thanks a lot, Matt. It would be great. Thanks for all that you do, and go Heels.
So Carolina and Virginia Thursday night, 7 o'clock from Charlottesville. We'll be on the air with the Reed Shooters pregame show at 6:30. And then Sunday's game against Duke, that was originally a TBD on your schedule. Time has been set. It's 4 p.m. So we'll be on the air with the Reed Shooters pregame at 3:30. For the head coach of the Tar Heels, Courtney Banghart, I'm Matt Krause, saying thanks so much for listening. This has been Holding Court, and you heard it from start to finish on the Tar Heels Sports Network from Learfield.
Holding Court with Courtney Banghart has been presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, official health insurance partner of Carolina Athletics. Also brought to you in part by The Carolina Club, your social and business club in Chapel Hill, and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and friends of Carolina. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.